Lesson 40, Making Suggestions and Advice, Key Sentences, 736, Why Don't You Quit Smoking?
737, It's Bad for Your Health.
738, That's all very well, but smoking means something to me.
739, Listen, you could always cut down.
740, Well, have you ever thought about one of those tobacco substitutes?
741. I've heard that's true, but why don't you try chewing gum instead?
742. That's a good idea, but...
743. No matter how long it takes, just hang in there.
744. Keep going on interviews and you'll be hired sooner or later.
745. There's part-time position of tour leader or tour guide.
746. It sounds like just the kind of job you've been looking for.
747. Are you suggesting I be a tour guide?
748. Give it a shot.
749. Now let's see. What things have to be listed? Well, usually, your educational background and your working experience with a brief summary of the responsibilities you had at those jobs.
750. I suggest you call your old employers and get a couple of letters, and perhaps get a letter from your Chinese professor, too.
751. When you come in, please have a resume with the names of three references.
Dialogue A.
Come in. Sit down.
What's wrong with you? The cough?
I smoke too much, I think.
That sounds like a really bad cough.
It does sound bad, I'm sure.
Well, why don't you quit smoking, Ken? It's bad for your health.
Sure. That's all very well. But smoking means something to me. It's very important.
Listen, Ken, you could always cut down, say to 10 cigarettes a day.
Sure. That's easier said than done. But you see, smoking helps keep me calm.
Oh, I see what you mean. Well, have you ever thought about one of those tobacco substitutes?
Yeah. You mean like lettuce? I'd hate the taste. Anyway, you don't seem to understand that smoking helps keep me slim.
I've heard that's true, but why don't you try chewing gum instead?
That's a good idea. But if I chewed gum, I'd just be a nasty and irritable gum chewer.
Hey, listen, I've got a great idea. Why don't you go to a hypnotist?
That's a great idea. Now I've heard everything.
Dialogue B.
I don't know, John. No matter what I do, I just can't seem to find a job. I've been on interviews. I've called people. I've gone through thousands of those want ads. It's hopeless. I'm just ready to give up. Look, don't give up. No matter how long it takes, just hang in there. Keep at it. Keep going on interviews and you'll be hired sooner or later. Well, it looks like later. Tom, look here. There's part-time positions for tour leader or tour guide. It sounds like just the kind of job you've been looking for. See, I told you not to give up. Are you pulling my leg? Are you suggesting I be a tour guide? What do I know about that? Listen, I'll read it to part-time tour guide. Pacifica Tours is looking for bilingual tour guide for escorting tour groups through San Francisco. Flexible working schedule. No experience necessary. Call 642-6161. See? No experience necessary. Give it a shot. What did you say that number was again? 642-6161.
Pacifica Tours, Miss Black speaking.
Yes. I just read your ad in the Chronicle, and I'd like to know more about your part-time tour guide position.
Yes. Well, first of all, in order to be even considered, you must be bilingual. That is, speak Spanish, French, German, Russian, Chinese, or Japanese. Then you have to be able to work on weekends and evenings. And finally, you must be over 21.
I'm over 21, bilingual, Chinese, and English. And I can work evenings and weekends.
Fine. Can I have your name?
Oh, of course. John Arnold.
Okay, Mr. Arnold. Can you come in for an interview on Thursday morning at 10:30?
Yes, I can.
Fine. When you come in, please have a resume with the names of 3 references.
All right.
Well, we'll see you on Thursday then. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I've got an interview. Great. Oh, but I've also got a problem. What's that? I don't have a resume ready. I mean, I don't even know what to put on one. It's not difficult. Now let's see. What things have to be listed? Well, usually your educational background and your working experience with a brief summary of the responsibilities you had at those jobs. Well, I suggest you call your old employers and get a couple of letters, and perhaps get a letter from your Chinese professor too. But remember, you'll have to give me a finder's fee since I'm acting as your placement agency. Listen, if I get hired for this job, you'll be in store for you a wonderful evening dinner at La Grande Carnival, dancing the works, all on me.